It's Helping Hand. Every Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about a benefit in the fight against cancer. Practically everyone knows someone who has passed from cancer, beaten cancer, or is fighting it right now. And today we're learning how we can support the American Cancer Society, and it's Hope Gala Honolulu. Midnight in Honolulu is the theme this year. It is Saturday, May 6th, 5:30 to 9 p.m., Modern Honolulu Hotel in Waikiki. We're privileged to learn a lot more about it. We've got a great guest, Senior Market Manager from the American Cancer Society, Lani Almanza. Lani, aloha, and welcome to HPR.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You are quite welcome. First, talk about some of the services and programs that are most utilized that you guys offer.
ACS is one of the most trusted cancer organizations. We've been around for over 100 years. And one of our most needed services and most requested services is for transportation. And we have a program called Road to Recovery. Volunteers offer their time, their gas, and their car to drive patients to and from treatment. A lot of times patients think that they can manage that on their own and get into their treatment and realize that they need that extra support. So we are always looking for volunteer drivers. Along with that, we have just opened last November our Hope Lodge here in Hawaii, which is a 20-room facility that offers free lodging for cancer patients primarily from our neighbor islands. They can come and stay for free because we know that along with air transportation, finding lodging while you're here for treatment, especially if it's an extended period of time, can really put a burden on families, patients, and caregivers.
That is primarily then for people who are not in the Honolulu area?
Correct. But we are available to patients on Oahu. If there's availability, anyone who lives 40 miles distance from their treatment center or more than a two-hour drive. We have transportation provided from Hope Lodge to wherever they're receiving treatment. So it's central. It's on Vineyard Street in Honolulu. So very close to Queens, but we service all the major cancer centers, Straub, Palimomi, Tripler, Kaiser, anywhere a patient is getting treatment on Oahu.
So those are some of the most utilized things that you guys have. There may be some areas of support or assistance that you offer that don't get a lot of exposure.
Two that come to mind right away is our cancer.org website, which has a plethora of resources for patients, survivors, caregivers. And it's a trusted website because if you do a web search, an internet search for cancer, you're going to get tens of thousands of websites that you may not know where that information is coming from. And then the other one is our 24-hour, 7 days a week 1-800 number, 1-800-227-2345. Actually, when I was a caregiver with my son about 12 years ago, the website and the 1-800 number were places that if I had questions at 3 a.m, there was someone there that could answer those questions for me. There's always someone there. And we've got experts, oncology nurses that can answer questions. We've got a health insurance team, if you have questions about your insurance, patient services team that can help direct you to specific services, and not just services that ACS provides, but those that are in the community as well.
In addition to the Hope Gala, where else does the American Cancer Society get funding?
We are the largest nonprofit that does not receive any governmental funding. All of our funding comes from our communities and donors. Actually, we call them investors. A couple of our large-scale events are Relay for Life. Mm. We also have our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk. And then our distinguished events are our gala events.
Like this one. It's happening on May 6th, Modern Honolulu in Waikiki, 5:30 to 9. And this year's theme, Midnight in Honolulu.
Yeah, so this is our fifth annual. We started with a Midnight in theme with Midnight in Paris. For our first one, we've traveled to then Tokyo, Miami, New Orleans, and now we feel it's time to bring it back home to Honolulu. And we're looking to feature local cuisine, local entertainers, and also local artisans for our auction. Really looking at Made in Hawaii, people that help donate their items for our auctions.
The website, which is hopegalahonolulu.org, tickets are $300 each. And then are there packages?
Yes. So we have, starting at the lowest level, after an individual ticket would be an individual table, which is $3,000. Then we go up to the Tantalus package where you start to receive a little bit more of the benefits. So that's $5,000.
So $3K for a table. How many people is that?
10. Every table is for 10.
Okay.
Yeah. So then we all go all the way up to our presenting sponsor, which is an exclusive opportunity, the Diamond Head package at $20,000.
10 guests.
Yep.
And what makes that different?
A lot of benefits. Recognition as the presenting sponsor on all of our event collateral, websites, their logo. At every opportunity, they can have a feature during our program, mentioned by our auctioneer. They have special signage at the event, special placement in our event program, special gift bags, and recognition for their guests.
Cocktail reception, and then a silent auction starts at 5:30. Then later there is a live auction. Explain how the auctions work, and could you use donations for auction items and put the word out of what can be provided for you guys?
Right. We would love to have unique items for our auctions. Things that have gone really well in the past are hand-carved woodworking, exquisite bowls, artwork, jewelry.
What if, I'm just throwing stuff out there, and you shout me down if I have it wrong, because I'm only just trying to help, but guy driving, owns a car dealership. You know what? I'll give him a car. Would you take it?
There are some particular things that we would have to work out legally for taking cars, but we'll have that conversation for sure.
Okay.
Give me a call.
Trips? Tickets to another
Absolutely.
Island?
Absolutely, yeah. Right now, we already have Alaska Airlines donating 2 round-trip tickets. Mm. So anybody else that wants to jump on board, or a hotel that might have a location on the mainland where Alaska flies to, we could put that together for a great package.
Anybody who has access to a really nice item of some kind that we haven't mentioned, you'd love to hear from them and try to figure out a way to possibly include that.
Absolutely. We've had especially handmade surfboards, chefs that offer to come to people's homes.
Great idea.
Yeah, that was a big seller last year.
That's very personal, kind of like the art in its own way.
Yeah. So every dollar raised at any of our events or for the organization goes to help every person in our community that's affected by cancer.
The Hope Lodge presentation that will occur?
It's actually called our restricted gift ask. So we take a special time to do a special ask or donation request. And this year, we'll go to support our Hope Lodge operations. Basically, it costs an average of about $75 per night for us to host a patient and their caregiver. So we'll be looking at, would you like to support a patient for a month, 2 weeks?
And that's how you'll set it up. We have not talked about volunteering to help out the American Cancer Society.
I am so glad you asked that question. We have lots of volunteer opportunities, things like Making Strides, which is a one-time big walk. We need about 500 volunteers for that event in October. Our relays are always looking for people that want to be part of the planning committee or just volunteer to help on that day. Certainly with our programs, so Road to Recovery, we also have a program called Look Good, Feel Better, which is a partnership with cosmetologists.
Yep.
So that's a great one to volunteer. Hope Lodge is looking for volunteers to help in a variety of different ways.
And that Look Good, say that one again.
Look Good, Feel Better.
Right.
They get a really nice package of skincare and cosmetics along with the professional training from a licensed cosmetologist.
Some really humbling stuff.
The advancements in research and availability of getting that research to the patients faster is really one of our big goals. My particular research story is my son passed away from medulloblastoma, which is a type of brain cancer. And the year after he passed, I found out that research for his type of cancer was sitting on what's called the pay if list, meaning it was waiting for funding. It wasn't until 10 years later that research had fallen off the list. And it was 10 years later that somebody had come back with a new type of research for that particular type of brain cancer that actually got funded by ACS. So I know that, you know, the impact of research can save lives.
Strong personal connection to it. Is that what drives some of the people doing the research too, the doctors and stuff?
Some of them is a very personal connection, and others, it's just that's the direction that they've decided to commit their medical profession to.
It's always incredible people who try to help others, because the world has so much bad stuff going on so many levels, but the flip side is there are so many people trying to do good things. I'm always curious what drives them to do it in a world of greed, to roll up your sleeves to try to help out people in need. HopeGalaHonolulu.org is how you can learn about this very special event that's happening on May 6th in Honolulu and Waikiki at the Modern Hotel. Come by yourself, a friend. You could do it with your company. Do it with a group of people. Do it to honor somebody who's no longer here and you just want to show them that they're on your mind. You can call the local office, 808-595-7500. For more on the American Cancer Society, cancer.org, and then that 24-hour line, 1-800-227-2345. All this contact information, full radio interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand segments archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. Lonnie Almanza is the Senior Market Manager for the American Cancer Society. Thanks for what you're doing and for using your experiences to try to help other people in need. I admire you for it.
Thanks, Dave.